Join Dr. Dave and Evil Steve as they celebrate high-tech talk radio excellence all year long. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
That's right, live 24 hours of Le Mans right now. Where are you getting that feed, Steve-O?
On the internet.
Oh. www.lemans.com?
Actually, it's www.24-lemans.com. They have like a live feed and everything.
What, can you select the car you get to feed from, or is it just
you know,
one car you get
I
to feed
know.
From?
I don't know. I haven't tried that. You probably could, I think.
It's got the whole telemetry and everything for the car, right?
Yeah, it does. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
But it, I know it right now. It's on Fox Sports 1. They're covering the beginning of it. And then Fox Sports 2 has some coverage, and then Fox Sports 1 finishes up tomorrow. 24 hours from, like, what, 5 hours from this morning?
Yeah.
I think it's been on for a couple hours.
And then Fox Sports 3 has got Pogo Racing.
Right. Actually, what they do is they get on that Ferris wheel in the infield that you see there in the race, and then you get to ride on that for a while.
That's
24
Fox
hours.
Sports 3.
Yeah. No, but...
going around and around.
Yeah, so, it's the, you know, the 24 hours is happening now, and unfortunately, there's not a Mazda in the field this year.
Yeah, no Mazda, no rotary, of
nope.
course.
It's like, oh, man, not no name brand recognition of the Mazda this year. Kind of sad.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, I had heard some early rumors getting spread around the internet, and it has to be true because it's on the internet, that Mazda... Well, actually, I read an article that the CEO of Mazda was interviewed about their I think it's the 25th or is it the 30th anniversary of MX-5, the Miata. So they're focusing on that this year. But then in the line of questioning, the guy asked him, hey, what's with the rotary engine? Is it dead? Are you guys going to have a new car soon? You know, et cetera, et cetera. And the guy would not... He would not deny or confirm.
Ah.
He said the rotary engine is a part of our, you know, heritage, blah, blah, blah. We will never, it'll always be a part of our company. And so they, you know, they kind of speculated from there. So it hasn't been denied.
I can only hope.
And
huh?
then I saw some other things people talking about, some mentioning of possibly in 2015, 2017 possibly, using that new 16X rotary motor, which is a bigger one.
Right.
Bigger displacement.
Yeah, instead of 1.3, it's 1.6.
Yeah, yeah. So it could happen. I don't know. It's, you know, in this environment, it's hard to see that they can make that work. You know, the RX-8 did okay, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a blockbuster and didn't go like crazy.
Right.
But it was.
Well, things have just, we've talked about this before, things have changed so fundamentally. I mean, even for piston engines, things have changed fundamentally. When you talk about what's on the bleeding edge, it's either some form of hybrid, which has not proven very successful either, or what, to me, shows the most promise is the high-performance turbo diesel. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see that really taking off.
Well, and that's what, I mean, that's what Mazda's doing right now with their,
right.
their
right.
top-of-line prototype was...
Right.
Is that Mazda turbo diesel?
Right. And you know, when you think... And some of it has to do with the fuel. There's more latent energy in a gallon of diesel fuel than there is in a gallon of gasoline. And, yes. And with the technological changes in terms of the build of the turbo, of the diesels, I mean, it's not like, you know, diesels in 1970. Completely. I had a buddy that had a 76 300D Mercedes. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a quirky guy, creative guy, capable, very, you know, hands-on kind of a guy, very independent thinker. And he bought one of those and then put a 40-gallon or 50-gallon gas tank in the trunk. So this had like a 1,000, this turbo diesel... You know what? I don't even think it was a turbo diesel. It might have been just like a 300D. So 0-60 time, 0-60 time was 60. It was just what. And the 0-70 time was infinity.
Yeah.
You didn't do 70.
Right.
You know, it was hilarious. And if you really mashed on the throttle, you had your own James Bond 007 type smoke screen.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
Those days are gone.
Now let me.
Diesels now are
They're clean burning and they do all kinds of cool stuff to clean up the exhaust. But and on a related note, in the 24 hours this year, there is a Porsche 919 hybrid that's in the top P1 category, racing with the Toyota and the Audis, and it's doing very well. As a matter of fact, it was leading for a while. Looks like right now the Toyota TS040 hybrid is leading, but the Porsche's second place right now, has almost 4 seconds back. So it's good to see more. For a while, it was just Audi, and that they were just they were just winning.
It was
time.
Either Peugeot or Audi.
Yeah.
Audi, yeah.
And
yeah.
So now we've got the Porsche in there and the Toyota as well. I hope some more manufacturers get in there. You know, we need to get Nissan, Mazda, Ford and Chevrolet and all these guys getting in there and competing at that level. I think it would be fun to watch that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's tough. Just the financial environment is not great. And that's the thing that makes it very, very tough. But we got a handful of people in these racing series that are really devoted and keep them going and thank goodness. I mean, thank goodness Audi's got enough money to do this. Think Ferrari's in with the production base cars, as is GM with the Corvettes, and those make it fun. And BMW does their sedan racing, of course, as well in the various classes, but not much on the high end stuff because it's just so incredibly expensive. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. How much time before a break? Okay. I want to take a moment. I think I started to do this last week and got off on a tangent and never returned. A lot of misunderstanding about what needs to be done with the various utilities and antivirus and cleanup and optimization stuff that we talk about and that we recommend. And I want to kind of give you an overview, kind of a one. You listen to this show, you will have a basic overview of what to do and what not to do, what software to use, what software not to use. You know, we've done that over the years, kind of a catch-as-catch-can. We've talked about various pieces of the equation, but haven't integrated it all in one discussion. And I'm going to do that today because it's amazing to me how many people don't really understand what they're using and why and how things fit together and what to do and what not to do. And I'll give you a brief example of... You know, one of the most important things that I've said for decades is when it comes to computers and technology, the most important thing to know is what not to do. It really is. It sounds trite, sounds clever, but it's literally true. And one of the things not to do is spend a lot of money on software. I'll tell you something. When it comes to antivirus, when it comes to optimization, when it comes to cleanup, some of the top-rated software does not do as good a job as the free stuff. And I experienced that this week. I had an opportunity to run a test on a client's machine because she had purchased one of the top-rated and most popular kind of all-in-one, like Swiss Army knife of computer utility software by Iolo. Who we've had a good friendly relationship with them and we think a lot of them as a company. They've avoided some of the really kind of sleazy promotional stuff that some of the other companies haven't been able to avoid. But we compared it to some of the free software that I recommended, what the results were. We come back, we're going to talk about that and then get into the details of how to utilize this stuff. 866-821-8255 is the number. Back right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.